All right, so let's dive into this whole cloud computing battle that has everyone talking. You know how everyone's going on about moving to the cloud.
Yeah, it's interesting how these things are, playing out now in the cloud era. The core issue here is control, like we saw in the early days of personal computing,
Yeah.
or even, back with cable TV.
We're diving into a September 25th, 2024 article from WebPro News, and it's called Google Files EU Antitrust Complaint Against Microsoft. It's Google versus Microsoft, and things are heating up.
Yeah, at its heart, this case is about Google accusing Microsoft of leveraging their existing market power to basically bully their way into dominating cloud computing.
So for anyone who might not be totally up on their tech lingo, think of this massive digital warehouse where you can store all your data and run applications. Basically, instead of having those bulky servers taking up space in your office, you're renting space in this huge shared digital space.
And like any other prime piece of real estate, it's all about location.
Right.
And that's where these big players like Google and Microsoft come in. They offer their own versions of these digital warehouses.
Okay.
We call them cloud platforms.
That makes sense. But this article says that Google is saying that Microsoft is making it really pricey for companies that want to use their Windows Server licenses on a competitor's cloud platform. It's like five times more expensive, which is insane.
And that's a pretty big deal because for a lot of these businesses, Windows Server licenses are like the foundation of their entire digital operations. I mean, they've been relying on them for years.
Yeah.
Imagine being told you can keep using those foundations, but only if you build your new house in this one specific neighborhood,
Yeah.
even if there are nicer, more affordable options out there.
So it's becoming less of a friendly competition and more like a corporate cage match at this point.
Yeah.
And the weapon of choice, licensing agreements, which nobody enjoys reading.
And that's exactly why they're such a powerful tool in these situations.
Yeah.
Licensing agreements basically dictate how you can use a specific piece of software.
So Google's argument here, it seems like, is that Microsoft is manipulating these licensing agreements to give themselves an advantage. It's like if you buy a car, but then you have to pay extra if you want to drive it on certain roads that are owned by a competitor.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And this isn't just a theoretical debate. This is serious stuff with the potential to impact the entire tech industry.
Hold on, we're going to get into that in a second. But first, this isn't Microsoft's first time dealing with. This is it.
Not even close. Back in 2022, a group called CISPE, which stands for Cloud Infrastructure Service Providers in Europe,
Okay.
they filed a really similar complaint against Microsoft.
Huh.
They ended up reaching a deal, but it left out Google and Amazon Web Services.
Which just so happened to be two of Microsoft's biggest competitors in the cloud market.
Right. It makes you wonder
Yeah.
if those were left out on purpose.
Definitely.
What I find interesting here is how Google is presenting this whole thing.
Yeah.
They're basically saying that Microsoft is trying to just throw money at their problems instead of actually fixing anything.
Right.
It's like putting a Band-Aid on a broken bone.
So we've got this classic David and Goliath situation brewing here. Google's calling out Microsoft for stifling competition and trying to control the cloud market. But why should the average person care about all of this?
That's the million-dollar question. And to really understand the answer, we need to look past all the tech jargon and legal battles.
Yeah.
This isn't just about two big tech companies going head to head. It's about the future of the internet as we know it.
Okay, so let's get into that. Why does this even matter for regular people?
Okay, so imagine this. Imagine walking into a supermarket and the only thing on the shelves is one brand. Like for everything. It might seem convenient, but what happens when that one brand decides to hike up prices or their quality goes downhill?
You're right. That's never good.
It all comes back to competition. When you don't have competition in a market, it can really stifle innovation. And ultimately, the consumer ends up suffering. And in the case of cloud computing, we're talking about something even bigger than groceries here.
So it's bigger than just like where my photos are stored in the cloud.
Oh, yeah, way bigger. The cloud is the engine behind pretty much everything digital these days. From those apps we use every day to the way huge companies operate. If one company manages to take control, it could mean they get to call the shots on how we access and use technology in our everyday lives.
That sounds a bit like one of those dystopian movies where one corporation controls the entire internet.
Right. And it ties into this whole debate that's been bubbling up in the tech world, the battle between open standards and these closed ecosystems.
Can you break those terms down for me? What are open standards and why should we care?
Okay. So Remember back in the day when you couldn't send a text message to someone if they didn't have the same kind of phone as you? Super frustrating.
The
Phone standards
worst.
are like this universal language that different technologies can use to talk to each other.
So, like, no matter what device or software you're using, everything just works together.
Exactly. It would be like switching phone brands, but you don't lose all your contacts and pictures and stuff.
Right.
But here's the catch. Some companies would rather create these walled gardens, basically closed systems where they control everything.
But even those walled gardens can seem kind of nice, though, right? At least everything is easy to use.
Yeah, they can seem convenient, but you're basically trapped in that ecosystem.
Yeah.
You can only use their specific apps, their devices, their services, the whole nine yards.
And they can charge you whatever they want because you're stuck. It's
Precisely.
kind of like that supermarket we were talking about before, but instead of groceries, it's like our entire digital lives.
Exactly. And that's the big question here. Is Microsoft using their dominance with Windows Server to build a similar kind of walled garden in the cloud? Are they using these licensing agreements to give themselves an unfair advantage and squeeze out the competition?
Those are some tough questions. And
Yeah.
it doesn't sound like there are any easy answers. So, what happens next? What happens now that Google has filed this complaint?
Well, the legal process is usually pretty slow, especially with complex antitrust cases like this. We're probably talking investigations, legal battles,
Yeah.
appeals. The whole thing could drag on for years.
So, we just wait and see.
I mean, in a way, yeah. But this is about something much bigger. It's about the internet as we know it. While all the lawyers are battling it out in court, the real fight is happening in research labs and data centers.
So it's this huge battle for control over the digital world.
Exactly. And the stakes are incredibly high.
Yeah.
This isn't about bragging rights or who has the bigger market share. This is about who gets to shape the future of how we live and work and connect with each other in this increasingly digital world.
So where do we fit into all of this? What can we do?
That's the million-dollar question. And it's something we'll get into right after this.
So we know that this whole thing is a pretty big deal, but what can we actually do about it? It feels like we're stuck on the sidelines while these tech giants duke it out.
Yeah, I get that. It can definitely feel like our choices don't really matter when you're up against these massive corporations. But the truth is, our actions do make a difference. Every click, every purchase, every app you download, it all sends a message.
So it's like we're voting with our wallets.
Kind of, but it goes beyond just spending money. Stay informed. Read articles from different sources, not just the big tech blogs. Make sure you're getting the full picture.
Don't just take their word for it. Do your own research.
Exactly. And speak up. Talk to your friends and family. Share your thoughts online. The more we talk about these issues, the more awareness we create. And that can lead to real change.
Let the saying goes, the squeaky wheel gets the grease.
That's right. Reach out to your elected officials. Support organizations that are fighting for a more open and competitive internet. These issues might seem complicated, but they affect all of us.
Yeah, it's really about the future of how we connect with each other and live our lives.
Exactly. And that future is being shaped right now. So ask yourself, what kind of internet do you want? One that's controlled by a few powerful companies, or one that's open and accessible to everyone?
That's what it all comes down to. And hopefully, this deep dive has given you, our listener, something to think about.
At the end of the day, knowledge is power. The more you understand these issues, the more empowered you are to make informed choices about your digital life.
Well said. And if you want to explore this Google versus Microsoft situation further, we've got links to the WebPro News article and some other interesting reads in our show notes.
Keep the conversation going. Don't stop asking questions and demanding a better digital future for everyone.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Until next time, happy diving.